Our Bible Story. In the Old Testament, we read about the people of Israel. God had brought them out of the land of Egypt to be His people. One day, the people of Israel decided they wanted to have a king. As they looked around, they saw a young man named Saul. He was a fine-looking man, and he was taller than anyone else. They said, "He will make a good king." God sent His prophet Samuel to anoint Saul to be king over His people. The people were very happy. They were sure that Saul would be a good king for them. One day God told King Saul to go out and destroy some of God's enemies. These people were very wicked. God did not want them to teach His people to do bad things. God told Saul to destroy the wicked people and everything that belonged to them. He was to destroy their houses, their clothes, and their animals. God told Saul not to take anything home with him. Saul went out to battle against these people, and God gave him a great victory. But Saul did not obey God. Saul decided not to kill the king of these wicked people. Instead, Saul took the king back with him so he could show him off. Saul wanted everyone to know that he had captured this king. Saul also decided not to destroy the best animals. Instead, he took them home also. Saul said to himself, "I will offer some of them as a gift to God, and God will be pleased with me." What a terrible mistake this was. God was not pleased with Saul. Saul had disobeyed him. God is never pleased with us when we disobey him. When Samuel came to see King Saul, Saul said to him, "Blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord." But Samuel knew that this was not true, because he could hear the animals. Then Samuel said to Saul, "To obey is better than sacrifice." Samuel meant that it is more important to obey God than to bring gifts to him. Saul could no longer be king over Israel because he did not obey God.